Vince Freeze, you're back in 250s. Your starts are back. You're leading some laps. You got to be okay with tonight. I think you ran up front. And look, at one point, I'm like, I think he's going to make the box here. And that didn't quite happen. But I still think you got to be stoked.
Yeah, I mean, I put myself in a really good place, obviously, in both races. I just didn't capitalize on it. I think I burnt a lot of energy in the heat and leading laps in the main, holding my breath, and just kind of – that bike takes a lot of energy as well. I know I'm fit. I know I can do 20 minutes on the 450 and not get a lick of tired. So my base fitness is there. I think I just got to calm the – like, coming in, I felt like I should be able to podium or win, and I think that's a different kind of pressure than just being like, hey, maybe a top 10. Yeah. And so I think a little bit – and then leading, nerves, like I said, hold my breath. Just got tired. It is a bummer. I hate getting beat that way, but we got a few more of these things. It's not an 18 round or 17 round series, but it's still got quite a bit of racing left. So I had fun. Yeah. So
you've raced this class before, obviously, but not for a few years. What was it? A little bit of eye opener to not so much the speed or pace, but maybe the aggression of some of these kids, or maybe some of. I mean, you got good starts, so you weren't in that group, but. Was it an eye-opener or a change for you at all, or was it just kind of what you expected?
No, I mean, the great starts helped a lot. I'm sure back in the pack it's hectic, but it was actually kind of nice. It was good starts, and then the guys I was riding with are high-level. They're either champions or close to it. You know,
yeah,
Christian.
You're nothing dumb.
Yeah, Christian and Colt. I'm really bummed for Colt, man. That was nasty. You hate to see that. And he was riding so good. It was just kind of nice. It's like 450 guys, but there's just three or four of us out there.
Yeah.
Like the heat race, and then obviously the main event, there's 7-8 good guys still, but it's not as much chaos.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can just keep getting those starts. They seem pretty dialed tonight.
XPR's got something going on.
Yeah, no, the engine is good. They've put in a lot of hard work, and I've drove them pretty crazy trying to get it right. Obviously my standards are high after riding a 450 for over 5 years, so. I was picky with it, and I think Chad did a really good job. So
I was talking to Troll about how gnarly the tracks are for the 450 guys. You know, he was in B practice. Did you notice the track being easier then from what you remember?
Yeah, the track was definitely much easier, but riding that bike on that track was still tough because, you know, the bumps and stuff like that, you have to be more precise and everything with the 250. But it was nice having some fresh berms and stuff. And, the 450 main events are just brutal. It's basically a motocross track.
The last 5 minutes look not fun on a 450.
Yeah, just insane. And that's basically every weekend. Even on more hard pack tracks, they get nasty. 20 minutes is just a long time.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thanks for doing this. And, yeah, we'll keep the starts up.
Thank you.